showtime!
Showtime.
Showtime.
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Let's get the show started. Last weekend at the box office, Venom, Let There Be Carnage brought in $3.9 million. No Time to Die brought in $4.5 million. Dune brought in $5.5 million. Clifford the Big Red Dog brought in $16.6 million. And Marvel's Eternals held off Clifford the Big Red Dog for the top spot with $26.9 million. New movies hitting theaters include Ghostbusters Afterlife.
What are you doing here in Somerville anyway?
Honestly, we're completely broke. The only thing that's left in our name is this creepy old farmhouse our grandfather left us in the middle of nowhere.
I found this in my living room.
Whoa, killer replica.
A replica of what?
A ghost trap? There hasn't been a ghost sighting in 30 years. New York in the 80s? It's like The Walking Dead.
What is that?
I don't know.
What is happening here?
Somehow, a town with no fault lines is shaking on a daily basis.
Maybe it's the apocalypse.
We're closed.
After more than a year of delays, the much-anticipated release of the direct sequel to the original 1980s classic Ghostbusters 2 sees a single mom and her two kids arriving in a small town where they begin to discover their connection to the original Ghostbusters and the secret legacy their grandfather left behind. Featuring many of the original cast, including Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, Sigourney Weaver, Ernie Hudson, and Annie Potts, Ghostbusters Afterlife is rated PG-13. Also opening today, King Richard. Despite having no tennis background, Richard Williams overcomes tremendous hardships, skepticism, and his own troubled past to raise two of tennis's greatest players, Serena and Venus Williams. Based on a true story, King Richard is rated PG-13. Available on streaming now, Shang-Chi on Disney Plus, and available on DVD and Blu-ray, Jungle Cruise. Grab some popcorn, pull up a seat, and enjoy the show.